Lots of skanks. Scotty spanks butts. He skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls.
Just this scene will show on your radio. Scotty's Scenic Drive, Monday 11 a.m. till noon, 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Hey, good morning. It's Scott T. I'm back after a very, very, very long time away. I was camping and just getting out of the city, doing some kayaking, visiting with some awesome orca whales and dolphins and all that jazz. But I'm back here to play some music for you. Brand new, The Beatdown came out a little while ago on Stomp Records. The album is called Walkin' Proud, and that track was called The Other Side. And I'm going to play another track off of that right away, and I'll be back to tell you more about my adventure.
Je me fais la peau. Je pense que j'achète. de demain, de jamais.
Don't ever stop, drop the coin in the slot, turn the key in the lock. Course there's no more to be naughty. Take your clothes off in no shame. Run deep through this, say let's do this. Let's get stupid, go insane. Course there's no more to be naughty. Take your clothes off in no shame. Run deep through this, say let's do this. Let's get stupid, go insane. Surprises, dim the lights and magnetise. Playful fire and fix your gaze. Kiss your lips and whoops a daisy. Pop on top, off we pop. Lost in time, we stop the clock. And of course I like it a lot. Want you to turn me every trick that you've got. The way you tease it pleases, don't ever stop. Drop the coin in the slot, turn the key in the lock.
Planet Smashers there. I hope you like that, Matt. It's been a while since I've played that. It's been a while since I've played anything. I've been away for about three, 4 weeks. It's It's been a while. Thanks to DJ V for filling in a few weeks ago, and I think you heard some best ofs. Boy, there's just so many best ofs. I just don't know how they picked. I don't know where they went with that. Anyway, I went up to the northeast part of Vancouver Island. It's called the Johnston Strait. And me and a crew of about 13 other people were kayaking through whale-infested and seals and dolphin-infested waters. I was out there for 10 days. Amazingly beautiful. Started off super rainy, and then almost every day after that was beautiful and sunny. Amazing to see wildlife like orca whales and humpback whales that close. I did post some photos on the Scott T Scenic Drive Twitter page, which is at twitter.com/Ska_T podcast. If you want to check some of those out. And I just wanted to tell a little story. It was basically... I felt fairly safe. I took the course, the kayaking course down at Jericho Sailing Club down there, just to make sure. I'd been kayaking before, but I'd never tipped or anything like that. So I just wanted to know, make sure, you know, if I'm going to be, you know, in the water around huge beings with teeth, that, you know, I see what those orca whales do to the seals on the BBC World documentaries there. So I didn't want to be one of those. I wanted to make sure I could get right back into the boat. But everything was safe, no problems in the water. But unfortunately, one of our campsites was, we get there and the first thing we see is this big dead wasp nest that there wasn't any wasp there. That was kind of cool. And there was a big pile of fresh bear poo, and we had been told that there had been black bears are known to be around there quite a bit. But someone had told us no, that there had been a grizzly sighting in that sort of area. So we camped there anyway. a beautiful campsite is called the Pig Ranch. And, that's where we saw most of the orca whales and whatnot. But anyway, there's a day that all of us decide to go on this big, epic hiking trip through the crazy woods to this place called the Eagle's Nest, something like that. But we knew some of our friends had been there before, and they had gotten bitten by some mystery bug. So we all, you know, have a few drinks and some other stuff, and we start walking around, and we're going through this sort of scary area. And I'm the first one. I have this big, huge killer bite on my knee, and I just scream. And then from behind me, I hear another ow and an F and an O, and then someone just yells, "Run!" And we just, all of us, there's like 14 of us running and screaming like little girls and little babies. And I think every single one of us got stung at least once, if not five or six times. And it wasn't a mystery bug. It was a wasp. It wasn't just a wasp. It was probably one of the biggest wasp nests ever in BC history. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, that was pretty scary. And then we had to, you know, a couple hours later, we had to go back through that same area, and I made it unscathed. My co-hikers were really mad at me because I was, my goal was to just sneak through there, and they wanted to bushwhack around, and as I'm sneaking through, someone sort of scared me from behind, and I just ran, and kind of scared the wasps into attacking the rest of the people. But that's, you know, I don't know. If you see me, I'll tell you more about the story. I'll have a beer. I'll tell you about the wasp attack. But other than that, there was almost no danger. I felt safe. Dolphins swimming underneath my kayak. I almost fell through some planks and into the water a few times. But anyway, if you're looking for some fun to do next summer, check out the Johnston Strait, and make sure you're with some people that are good kayakers and know about all the sort of ins and outs of the tide and all that jazz. But beautiful, beautiful space up there. Now, let's see. I'm gonna play this song. I haven't played this in a while. It's a band called the Scandalous All Stars, but it's mostly a bunch of New York musicians that you'll probably recognize just by their voices and playing style. But they put out an album of non-covers, because most of their albums were cover albums, almost all of them except for this one, I believe. And this is the title track of that album, of that band. It is called Age of Insects, and the cover of this album is all these killer, killer effing wasps. And I'm going to play this because I survived
the Wasp Attack.
Kiss was purely circumstantial. Your reasons for leaving, valid and financial. I'm not disappointed in either of our prospects. You prepare a proper archaeology profession for the age of insects. They're coming. I hear their swarms coming outside my city walls and underneath my house. They're coming. I hear their swarms coming. Like trumpets outside.
Yeah.
her mad. She lost all she's ever had. Just waiting for the day that she would find her when it won't hurt so bad. And oh, and she thinks about her husband's smile.
Canada's largest international university and student travel fair is back in town. Another great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world to start planning your trip abroad. Exhibitors will be showcasing programs in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, and so much more. Mark Saturday, September 22nd on your calendar and come down to the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors open at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch our guest speaker. Check www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register online.
could drive his Cadillac. He went across the down a field. Music was astounding on a radiator grill. Sharif don't like it. Rocking the Casbah, rocking the Casbah. Sharif don't like it. Rocking the Casbah, rocking the Casbah. Order of the Prophet. Living down a boogie sound. The generator faithful. With the crazy Casbah sound. But the bitter broader. Electric camel drama. The local gets a peak. They got the skits a big and bad. As soon as the sheriff they clear the square. They begun to win. Sheriff don't like it. Rocking the Casbah, rocking the Casbah. Sharif don't like it. Rocking the Casbah, rocking the Casbah.
We're cool schematics.
The improv sits cool. The dick is chanting thin.
So long!
The swim chink direction. The temple basic vibe. The crowd caught a weave of the crazy Casbah jive. Sharif don't like it. Rocking the Casbah, rocking the Casbah. Sharif don't like it.
Double.
Rocking the Casbah, rocking the Casbah. The king call up the jet fighters. Said you better in your pay. Drop a bomb between the minarets. Down the Casbah way. Sheriff, just shoot for out of there. The jet pilot until the cocky radio blare. As soon as the sheriff was all their hair, the jet pilot's way.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
When they kick out your front door, how you gonna come with your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? When the law breaks in, how you gonna go? Shot down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. Oh, guns of Brixton. When the money
it well. But surely a time will come, as in heaven or as in hell. Trigger off your gun. When the law breaks in, how you gonna go? Shot down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. Oh, guns of Brixton. You can shot us, you can bruise us, you can even shoot us, but you'll have to answer too.
Off the new Jimmy Cliff album, Rebirth. Of course, Guns of Brixton, class track, produced by Tim Armstrong of Rancid. And I finally got my hands on a copy of this. It is available on CD and vinyl at cooler record stores everywhere in Vancouver. So grab your CITR friends card and go down to one of those cool record stores and get a little discount, if you know what I'm saying. We also had in that set, we started off with the Age of Insects and what track? That was that was because of my wasp stings. They hurt a lot. King Django in there as well from the Brooklyn Hangover Live album, A Single Thread. We had the Elixirs from right here in Vancouver, an old track from 2006, Colorful Summer. The Elixirs, I believe, have been recording in the last month or two, and so I'm assuming that if you go and check them out this Friday, September 21st, at the Backstage Lounge, that you will hear some new music from them. So check that out on Friday. What else did we have in that set there? We had, the Swing Easy Orchestra. That album came out sometime in 2011, and it's just a bunch of really great covers of some really great 80s tracks. And that, of course, was The Clash's Rock the Casbah. Yeah, I can't get enough of this Jimmy Cliff album. I'm just playing it over and over and over, and it's just really, really great. And I found myself sort of like, afterwards, I'd sort of read the liner notes, but the first few listens, I'm like, oh, okay, that Jimmy Cliff and Tim Armstrong must have written that one together, or that must be a more of a Tim Armstrong song, and that's definitely a Jimmy Cliff song. Then I look at the liner notes and I'm totally off. I'm like, oh, what I thought would be a standard Tim Armstrong Rancid-y type song is actually Jimmy Cliff's very own lyrics, and it's great, 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 great to hear these two collaborate. And if you haven't got this album yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Him to tour? Because he's doing that. But I don't know if he's coming up here. But Jimmy Cliff has been touring all summer, and he's got this great album, and he's been playing on Letterman and all the great late-night TV shows. So keep your ears open, because when Jimmy Cliff comes to town, it's going to be a party. Here's another track. This is the alternate take of a track called One More, a Jimmy Cliff I think it's actually an older Jimmy Cliff track that they just re-recorded for this album. Anyway, here it is, One More.
I just want to be on your stuff. And I'd like to talk a while, but what I really like is milling on your stuff.
Vancouver's Los Furios, they're playing up in Harrison Hot Springs this weekend, this Friday night. If you're in the area, at the Laybeck Lounge, should be fun and hot springy. Yeah, just about a time here. Heard an old track there from MU330 stuff. And yeah, two tracks, Jimmy Cliff, Guns of Brixton, and one more. And again, yeah, pick up the album, Jimmy Cliff, Rebirth. It'll just blow your mind. Yeah. So, coming up in just a few minutes is Synchronicity, followed by Parts Unknown at 1 o'clock, and, some mystery stuff at 3, and some the student fill-in day at 4 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock today, it is your absolute UBC News 101. Check it out. See you next Monday. This has been The Scenic Drive. You can listen to us on the web right here at CITR.ca. And you can check out the podcast there, or you can go to musicaloccupation.com and download the podcasts from myself and others who are doing some ska and reggae stuff. Unfortunately, the last few months of the Scenic Drive podcasts we had a little technical hiccup last month, and a lot of the CITR podcasts are now missing in action, let's just say. But there are some older ones there that are still there, hopefully. And yeah, check out musicaloccupation.com. I'll see you next week. Here's a new one from another great Canadian band from Montreal. Their new album is called Get All Right. This is The Fundamentals. Get All Right.
Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello and welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might also be listening on CFBX in Kamloops or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And today's guest, we are speaking with Karen McGregor. She is the author of The Madonna Code, and she is going to be speaking at the upcoming Seed event. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you so much for having me, Marie.
Thanks for being on the show. So, first of all, now there's so many events to keep track of, and I'm kind of flaky that way. So when is the Seed event happening?
The Seed event is on October the 13th, and it's a